With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The Delimitation and Demarcation Commission, chaired by retired Judge Petrus Unengu, has recommended 7 regional adjustments, 10 new constituencies, 61 boundary changes, and renaming 2 constituencies. Unengu presented the report to President Nangolo Mbumba at State House on Tuesday, who confirmed it would be reviewed by Cabinet before public release.
The Commission was mindful of the potential risks of tribal and ethnic segregation, which could threaten the hard work, peace and stability that our nation enjoys today. Furthermore, it is worth noting that the Commission decided against the creation of any new region. It is worth mentioning that the Commission was tasked with both their delimitation and demarcation of boundaries. Contained in the report is the complete delimitation work and the Commission's final recommendations, which must guide the final technical demarcation work of the Office of the Surveyor General.
Here's President Nangolo Mbumba.
They were very conscious of the number of citizens we have, not to create institutions for the sake of appointing people to those positions. So no new governors to come, only governors for the 14 regions. We will then study this document, take it to Cabinet. Cabinet is the final authority in decision-making in the country. It's not the president. The president does not decide alone.
The Financial Intelligence Center and the Prosecutor General's Office, in partnership with South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority Asset Forfeiture Unit and SA's Financial Intelligence Center, have seized around 52.5 million Namibia dollars from 8 Namibian bank accounts. The funds linked to Jacobus Hosea Jordan and his wife Elsa Jordan are allegedly linked to illegal coal mining in Mpumalanga's Carolina area. SA Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago has cautioned that U.S. protectionist policies such as proposed tariffs on Mexico and Canada could hinder future interest rate cuts if they lead to inflation.
Two things that are of concern. One is that the measures taken could lead to a fragmentation in terms of the global economy and could actually spur other countries to think that they can justify taking protectionist measures, and protectionist measures are negative for global trade, and global trade is the lifeblood of the global economy. That's the first point. The second point is that to the extent that the measures taken are inflationary, it could slow down the disinflation process that the central banks had so steadfastly worked on since the great inflation of 2022. And the risk is then that the reduction in the restrictiveness of monetary policy that we had seen over the past year could then be brought to an abrupt halt, but there is also a risk that it might be reversed.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has taken the oath of office to become the 47th president of the United States, returning to the White House 4 years after he left it in defeat. In his inaugural speech on Monday, Trump said, in America, there will be 2 genders, male and female.
I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only 2 genders, male and female.
This is Trump's second presidency after serving in the White House from 2017 to 2021. We spoke to international relations expert Brooke Spector for comment.
I think a man of his age does not suddenly change his spots. He is exactly as he presents himself, and he is seemingly unable to change, to reform, or to renew his way and manner of thinking. And that, unfortunately, is a shame.
And finally, Future Media and Sanlam will host the Hit for Hope Charity Golf Day on Friday, 28 March 2025, continuing their mission to support education in Namibia. The event has raised nearly $500,000 Namibia dollars for educational initiatives since 2022. Local corporates have been invited to contribute to improving access to quality education nationwide. Future Media CEO Gary Strubel.
We're very pleased to announce the fourth edition of the the Hit for Hope, the Future Media Sanlam Hit for Hope charity golf tournament. Already had tremendous support and response from many of our partners and clients. It really is going to be a phenomenal day. I sat in the planning session last week. It's going to be some very cool stuff. Make sure your golf clubs are all polished up and you've got a couple of spare golf balls because the golf course is going to be green as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, or on our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.